Every day in our region, old buildings get demolished and new buildings go up in their place. The construction is so constant, big changes to our neighborhoods can start to feel inevitable. But sometimes big projects don't happen. And that's what saved the trailer park across the street from Jimi Hendrix's grave in Renton, south of Seattle. For KUOW's Region of Boom team, Joshua McNichols has the story.
The body of musician Jimi Hendrix lies in Renton. Right across the street from the cemetery is the Highland Mobile Manor Park. It's a small trailer park that looks like it hasn't changed much since it was built in 1959. A few years ago, Jeremy Chirinos was just a kid riding his scooter around the trailer park. One day, a 900-square-foot house showed up on a flatbed truck. It was a small house, but it towered above the surrounding trailers. It was Jimi Hendrix's childhood home.
And I was like, who is this guy? Like, I had no idea who he was.
Jimi Hendrix lived in that two-bedroom house for a while in the 1950s when it was in Seattle's Central District. He learned to play guitar there. But Chirinos didn't know any of that back then.
Yeah, it was just weird. And I remember like riding my scooter around it too and just... I don't know, you could say almost like disrespecting a legend's property, I don't know.
A developer named Peter Sykoff had bought Hendrix's house in order to save it. He sunk lots of money into it. I'll play just a few seconds from a conversation I had with him a few years ago, so you can get a sense of how he approaches real estate.
I see them not necessarily as real estate projects, really, as much as experiential art projects, experiential music projects, or asylums for people to be able to experience and express whatever it is that they may wish.
So, not your typical developer, right? Anyway, he planned to restore Hendrix's childhood home. It would become the centerpiece of a music museum across from Hendrix's grave, with a recording studio and a music school for kids. Volunteers would run it. Oh, and it would wipe out the trailer park.
To me, I'm a Hendrix fan, so it didn't bother me as far as, well, everybody's got to move.
Jim Davis has managed the mobile home park for years. He lives a quiet life there, taking care of his terminally ill wife. But once, when he was 18 years old back in 1970, he saw Hendrix in concert.
Wow, I'll never forget it.
To Davis, the ambitious project planned for the trailer park where he lived seemed like the perfect celebration of Hendrix's life and personality.
If you really listen to him, whew, what a great human being. Really, really. Just love him.
So do you remember how it felt when the house showed up here?
Early in the morning, maybe 5 o'clock in the morning, dead silence. Nobody really other than the neighbor was out there. And we cranked some Jimi Hendrix. 5 in the morning. Yeah, a band of gypsies. Yeah, that's what we did in honor of it.
What kind of reaction did you get from your neighbors?
One complaint. And it was a guy that didn't live here. He was just staying the night. I laughed at him. Told him to go back to bed. Go on and get.
There were early signs that the project wasn't completely thought out.
They had to cut the roof off to get it underneath the power lines.
The house relied on a tarp for protection from the weather.
The tarp flew off on a windstorm. bad news. Rain. Anyway, we saved it.
Davis and his wife became the house's protectors.
We really cared a lot about it, you know what I mean? It was like, really wanted it to happen. Don't you shoot
him down! But the developer ran into problems. 4 years passed with no major progress. Renton grew weary of the house with a fence around it and made him take it away.
And the deal with the Jimi Hendrix, you know, it was a lack of getting the right permit with the city.
He's still sad about what happened to the house.
Gotta let it be. Yeah. Just let it be.
I just came home one day and it was gone.
That's trailer park resident Hector Cano.
And then I'm like, what the heck happened to the house?
Today, there's just a couple concrete pads at this spot. The youngest kids in the trailer park use it to play soccer. Every year, thousands of people visit the grave across the street. But in the trailer park, most people don't think about Hendrix that much. Jim Davis keeps photos of the house on his wall, and he tells people about Hendrix if they ask. Trailer park resident Jeremy Chirinos recognized Jimi Hendrix when he showed up in a video game he was playing.
I remember playing Rock Band, right? And then he would just come out there playing. So, I mean, not my, you know, cup of tea, but yeah, pretty sure he was good.
A few trailers down, Hector Cano has developed a mild appreciation for Hendrix's music. But he seems even more inspired by the impact Hendrix had, despite his modest beginnings.
Everybody comes from a humble place, you know. Not everybody's rich when they grow up or anything, you know.
Cano works at Arby's, but he has this dream of using technology to bring clean water to people in drought-stricken countries. He's not certain yet how he'll make that happen. But this summer, he expects to sit by Hendrix's grave across the street and do some thinking.
You never know, you can get inspiration by someone this dead or something, you know?
There may not be a Jimi Hendrix museum in Renton, but there is this affordable place for people to live and dream.
You know, it ended up good. Regardless of the house not being here, look at all the people that get to live here, all the families. Woo, I think Jimmy'd be happy.
So in the end, it wasn't that bad?
Nah. I think Jimmy'd be smiling.
The developer still owns the trailer park. When he took the house away, he chopped it up into pieces. He's holding onto the wood. Someday he hopes to turn it into guitars that he can sell. In Renton, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.